In Lebanon today, mourners paid tribute to a renowned composer. His name is Mansour Rabbani. He died earlier this week at the age of 83. Rabbani's name may not be familiar to Western audiences, but he and his brother left a legacy of innovation in the music and theater of Lebanon and in the wider Arab world. The World's Aaron Schachter reports.
It may be hard for people outside the Middle East to appreciate the impact of Mansour Rahbani and his brother Asi. You could say they were the George and Ira Gershwin of Lebanon, writing timeless songs about love and the human condition. But Mansour's son Usama says for Lebanon, the Rahbani brothers were something more, since there wasn't a tradition here of musical theater.
They were the first people to introduce philosophy and heavy messages, if you want, concerning the problems of the people and politics, issues and the history. And you have to listen with all your conscience. You have to go and always be with all five senses to listen to the poetry. They were, if you want, the Wagner of the Lebanon. You know, Wagner, he talked about the legend, he talked about the myth, he talked about the people in this country. And if you want, he was influenced by the nature of Bavaria. You know, you can feel this in his music.
That's famed Lebanese singer Fairuz. She married Mansour's brother Asi in the 1950s. Usama Mansour says his father and uncle collaborated with Fairuz to create something entirely new, taking the best of Western musical traditions and mixing them with Oriental music.
When they started, even the voice of Fairuz is from another civilization. And you know, the old Arab, they sing a little bit from the nose. They prefer the chest singing, the real voice of the person. When they came, they changed Fairuz. You know, there was no chorus with harmony and things like that. There were no musical with big orchestration. No.
This song is called I Love You, Lebanon. Mansour Rahbani and his brother promoted a love of country at a time when pan-Arab nationalism was sweeping the region.
He made us dream about a free country. He made us dream about the real Lebanon. And he gave us the opportunity to be Lebanese.
Mary Jo McCarsel is a co-host of Beirut's top-rated morning drive radio program, Yarima. Mansour Rahbani was a regular guest on the program. The show broadcast live today from the church where Rahbani's funeral was held. McCarsel says despite his mythic stature in the region, Rahbani was a down-to-earth man who often wrote poetry, lyrics, and his grocery list on the same piece of paper. But she says what was perhaps most amazing about the poet, playwright, lyricist, and composer is that even as he got older, he remained au courant.
If now we go to one of his musicals, we will see the Lebanon that we are living in right now through the main characters of the musicals. It's like they reflect really the real Lebanon, the real image of Lebanon. And he kept updating himself.
In fact, he was writing until he died. His last four musicals were produced by his son, and McCarsel says there are still a few more plays hidden in a drawer, waiting to be heard. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.
Music by the late Lebanese composer Mansour Rahbani closes our show today. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH. I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by Medtronic, now recruiting runners benefiting from medical technology to participate in Medtronic Twin Cities Marathon events. Application available at medtronic.com/globalheroes.